We're
reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll continue in item 106. Item 106. And as the coarseness of phase 4 was revoked from the screen of the guf by the breaking, that coarseness was revoked in the coupling malchut of the rosh in Abba Ve'ima too. This is so because coarseness of the rosh and coarseness of the guf are the same thing, except one is in potential and the other is in practice. Hence, the coupling at the level of Ketel stopped at the Rosh of in Abba Ve'ima too, and the posterior vessels, the Achap, that completed the level of Keter, fell once more to the degree below it, meaning to the Zat. This is called revoking the posterior of the level of Keter from Abba Ve'ima. It turns out that the whole level of Ta'amim of Nekudim, Rosh and Guf, has departed.
There aren't questions, right? Read again.
Again, item 106. And as the coarseness of phase 4 was revoked from the screen of the guf by the breaking, that coarseness was revoked in the coupling malchut of the rosh in Abba Ve'ima too. This is so because coarseness of the rosh and coarseness of the guf are the same thing, except one is in potential and the other is in practice. Hence, the coupling at the level of Ketel stopped at the Rosh in Abba Ve'ima too, and the posterior vessels, the Achap, that completed the level of Ketel, fell once more to the degree below it, meaning to the Zat. This is called revoking the posterior of the level of Ketel from Abba Ve'ima. It turns out that the whole level of Ta'amim of Nikudim, Rosh and Guf, has departed. Why does the mating Malchut in the Rosh have to be revoked if it's in practice?
That's why it was only cancelled and not broken. She stopped functioning. She did her function and that's it. She stopped.
And there's no longer a coupling there?
There is no deficiency. No more deficiency. She made a zivug on her deficiency she had in the Rosh. And it all stopped.
And now there's something else happening?
We'll see what happens next.
Again.
Rav, in the Rosh, the coarseness is in potential, and in the Guf, it's in practice. What's the difference in the overcoming in the Rosh and in the Guf?
Also in the Guf and also in the Rosh.
But it's felt differently.
We're not talking about the feeling, we're talking about how it works.
But there's overcoming both in the Guf and in the Rosh, right?
What?
Yes. More? Yes.
Rav,
what does it mean, the revoking from the Avda Achoraim in the Komat Keter from Abba Ve'ima?
Achoraim is clear. Vessels of reception, let's say. So Abba Ve'ima, which connect between them and do a zivug on the vessels of reception to continue the lights, these Achoraim, they cancel. That's it?
Ken.
Thank you. If I may ask a bit previously, in the end of the previous item, he says that the departure of the lights from the vessels is like the departure of vitality from the body, what we call death. That's why when the lights departed, the vessels died. But before the lights came to the vessels, they were also dead. Before the lights crossed the Pasa, they didn't have any lights there below the Pasa.
You're talking about the zivug that was made in the Rosh of the Partsuf of Nikudim and expanded from Rosh to Guf. And in the Guf, they crossed the Parsa.
Yes, so before the lights crossed the Parsa in the vessels, below the Parsa, there was no light, right?
Yes.
So according to this explanation, why weren't they dead? They didn't have light.
Because they wouldn't receive in order to receive. There is a difference. Not every kli that doesn't receive, it dies.
Understand? That's my question. What does it mean? Because he writes that the departure of the lights from the vessels is like that, like death.
But there was no departure.
What's the difference between being without a light and the light departing from you?
No. Oh, that's a big difference. The feeling of a deficiency.
Meaning what broke the vessels wasn't a lack of light, but
they lost it, they lost what they had.
So what broke them in the end?
They could receive, say, $1 billion and they didn't receive anything. And that's what broke it.
The feeling of what could have been or the sorrow.
Yes, the sorrow of loss, the sorrow of loss in order to bestow, not in order to receive, in order to bestow.
To continue Shaul's question, the difference in the shattering, as he gave an example, $1 billion, nothing is left. But if I look before the shattering, when the lights departed the vessel, something did stay there, right?
Yes, so what?
And there was a shimot there. Now there is no shimot, or there is...
Ask without here, without there. What are you asking?
I'm asking, the moment this process of the shattering of the vessels occur and the vessels die, are there reshimot left there?
The reshimot always stay.
And they affect the next process.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ken.
When the coupling ends, if there's no action of shattering, so what? The coupling doesn't end, it continues forever? The action of the coupling
depends where. If he needs it in order to hold the lower ones, then he remains. But if there isn't a need to hold the lower ones, then there isn't any raising of man, then it stops. And there has to be a deficiency to have a spiritual action.
Meaning as long as there is a deficiency, the coupling continues.
Of course, because it's already an action of bestowal. That's okay, yeah?
Me. Ken?
Next, yes.
The fact that the Rosh also departed never happened until now. That Malchut of Abba Ve'ima, its Rosh, departed.
Also, the Rosh departed and the Guf also departed, so what are you asking?
I'm asking if such a thing ever happened in any Patsuf until he...
No.
Meaning the Guf caused the Rosh to depart.
Yes, because what took place in the Rosh continues to the Guf, and this action wasn't a correct action.
That such a Rosh cannot exist anymore.
Yes. Yes, Chaim?
I'm trying to understand what a shattering is, because if there's a departure of light, maybe you can say it's death or it comes back to katnut. But a shattering, the way I understand it, is when a force of separation enters the vessels.
Like a breaking down force.
And this, I don't see it's written here. What does a shattering mean here?
There's no connection between the desires, intentions, reshimot, records. They all fall apart, like you see in a body that dies and decomposes.
Why does it fall apart?
Because there isn't any connection between the parts each one wants to be in order to bestow to the others.
Why did the intention to bestow get lost?
Because the Rosh didn't hold them. They lost the intention of creation. There's nothing to exist for.
What happened? The Rosh made the wrong calculation, then it got too much lights, and then the intention to bestow was lost because of it?
No. The Rosh itself didn't have an intention, the correct intention in order to bestow. And that's why the Rosh was cancelled and the body broke.
But what does it mean that it broke? Why didn't it die? Become inactive.
That's called dead and inactive, that all the connection between the parts that was born in them before, it now is falling apart.
Why doesn't it simply go back to Katnut?
Katnut is connection too. You didn't have strength to hold on to the Katnut.
Okay.
Well, we'll scrutinize it more. Yes, Gil.
We're constantly performing actions of coming closer and further away in the tent. Now there's a congress, friends all over the world are gathering, and we never know how much our actions may bring this contraction and expansion, or God forbid, falling apart. What's the most important thing when we do an action so that we don't reach a state of falling apart, so that there's always small degrees of expansion and contraction, but never falling apart? What was lacking in that point of shattering there that we have to guard so we won't come to that?
We need to not let go of the purpose of creation and to try to constantly come closer to her, to it. That's it. With that intention, we were attracted towards goodness.
In our action, how would you... What's the most practical way to do it, not to leave the purpose of creation?
The most beneficial action of ours is to learn how to return to the action of connection And continuation. No matter what happens, I get up and I continue. I get up and I continue.
That's it.
Sometimes one doesn't see how he can continue with his friend. The separation is so great that the rejection. So how can we overcome it and continue, as you say? How should I establish myself? How can society help?
Wait. It's possible that it'll just pass. It's possible that through some external influence, it'll change. You need to learn from it. But don't ever say that's it, it's final. There is no final. The purpose of creation is that we all connect, even the klipot, everything. Everyone will connect and add to one another.
Thank you. The Rosh made the wrong calculation
in the time of the shattering,
once they received the lights and fell apart.
That's
because the vessels weren't ready. He thought they are ready, but they weren't.
Yes.
So how, in the next action, does he scrutinize that it won't happen again?
He already approaches it differently. He doesn't accept all of the aviut, the coarseness for the coupling.
What does that mean?
You start from Ibur, Yinikam, Mochin to all of the parts.
Starting the whole process anew?
Yes.
And what in this new process?
We'll learn it. You already asked. Okay, no more questions? Go on, ask.
Why there is no shattering in the Rosh, only annulment, and in the Guf there is seemingly shattering.
In the Rosh there is no shattering because there aren't vessels there, only intentions, thoughts, in which there can't be any shattering because there aren't desires in the Rosh, in the head, but in the body there are.
Thank you very much.
כן.
מלטין 13 שואלים.
From Latin 13, they're asking, raising man is a request to have enough deficiency to perform an action?
להעלות מן זה להעלות חיסרון.
Raising man is raising a deficiency, and if that deficiency will receive fulfillment from above, then we already have the action of correction.
From woman Hebrew 3, does the Rosh cancel and the Guf shatter because the Rosh couldn't hold them?
The Rosh is annulled because in the Rosh there aren't any vessels, only intentions. So there isn't anything that can break there, but in the body it can.
BT 30, what's the difference between the shattering and the refinement?
Is the kichud, the purification is according to the desire of the kli, and the shattering isn't in the desire of the kli.
Woman Kabiyu 3, what is the coarseness inside us? What is coarseness?
our ego that we want to receive in order to receive.
Woman Moscow 18 שואלות.
Woman Moscow 18. It's written that the whole degree of the Tamim, Nikudim, Rosh and Guf has departed. Does it happen every time we have Tamim? What does it lead to, this shattering? What does it give us?
The Tamim, the flavors can purify, and then it goes through Tanta, and they can shatter. And in the shattering, they also go through Tanta. But already differently, it's the losing of the screen, not the maintenance of the states they go through, but keeping these states.
Last question from Revadim. It's a bit of a general question. If I have gaps in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, where should I invest my efforts? Reading articles of Rabash or to study the preface?
If he has
gaps, he doesn't understand what we're talking about in the preface. Should he invest in the preface or actually in the articles by Rabash?
In the articles of Rabash.
Thank you, Rav.
Preface will... It'll already penetrate itself. But where do we need to invest in? That is in the articles. That's it. Okay, what are we doing now?
Should we continue or move on? The next part is the freedom.
We haven't finished that yet.
Tov, ken Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
Still about the preface. We come from the shattered state. We should always discover what's shattered and then to ask for correction.
Yes.
How can we understand this state that it comes from the corrected to the shattered? How can we even perceive such a thing?
I don't understand again.
He tells us about the shattering here.
Yes.
And we can't perceive this because we don't know what was before the shattering. Our whole work is from the state that's already shattered.
Yes.
So how should we understand what he writes here? That was prior to the shattering and then it broke.
I don't really get that image.
This description he talks about is from above downward. That's the process, from above downwards.
Yes.
World of Akna, world of Nikudim. Then there's a shattering. It's a transition from a state which is whole to a broken state.
Yes.
How can we even perceive such a thing?
That it's shattered?
The transition from whole to shattered. We transpose from shattered to whole.
But according to our mind, we can imagine this.
In the mind, yes, there's a scheme in our mind. But how to perceive?
To perceive it what? Emotionally?
Yes.
Emotionally you can't. Intellectually you can. But we're confused. Mind, intellect, or emotion.
Florida. Okay.
Florida.
About the shattering, everything is clear. We correct the vessels of bestowal when we annul ourselves. However, in order to correct the vessels of reception, we have to go through the shattering or to discover the shattering.
Whenever we correct ourselves on the way to the final correction, we experience through the shattered vessels, we correct them, we fulfill them, and by that we come to correction. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, world 10. Thank you for letting me ask. Rav, with your permission, I have to correct all the vessels in the 10. The Rosh, basically the lights departed because the intentions weren't correct. Where do we perform correction to these intentions during the general correction we have to go through?
In raising man to a higher degree that corrects for us what we're lacking. Kiev
3.
I heard you saying that the vessels break because the Rosh has the wrong calculation, thinking that vessels can receive, but they couldn't. How does it happen? How can there be a wrong calculation there?
The shattering took place when they were big vessels and, big lights and small vessels. The vessels of bestowal couldn't receive all of the upper light in order to bestow. Why did this happen? Because they thought that they could receive in order to bestow, just like it was before. What does the shattering do? That we receive broken vessels and we start correcting them, we start sorting them, and from that we begin to see what we are lacking. And slowly, just like with Lego or all these games that we add mind and heart, our deficiencies, our desires, by that we come to a state that eventually the vessels are corrected. Corrected especially through our suffering, through our desire to see them corrected.
Да, дорогой Раф, так а все же вот это как бы разбиение, оно произошло, потому что они свет отдачи хотели получить.
Still, this shattering happened because they wanted to receive the light of bestowal in order to bestow.
Yeah, there isn't a will to receive in order to bestow.
Or,
but why couldn't they use the light of bestowal and the light of Bina for bestowal, since we learned that it is possible to use it in order to bestow without limitations, without a screen?
There wasn't strength. Women have two.
Thank you, Rob. Previously you said that the vessels are our egoistic desires, our ego. So what is the Rosh? Is that the connection we have in the 10?
Let's say yes. Okay, what are we doing? Moving on?
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson.